everything you need to know. This is Fashionability 101.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome back to Fashionability. This is Emily Davison, one of your co-founders, and today I welcome you to the first episode of our new series, Fashionability 101. Now, this is going to be a series that looks at the backbone of everything you need to know, from fashion to beauty, cosmetics, lifestyles, shoes, accessories, the lot. And it's a series that we hope is going to help explain some of the core things that you should know about to access fashion and beauty and anything else under that category successfully. So the first episode that we're going to be sharing with you today is brought to you by Gwyneth McCormack, who runs the educational service called Positive Eye here in the UK. And Gwyneth has done a fantastic two-part segment for us on the top 10 tricks and tips you need to know for how to put makeup on if you're visually impaired. Now, this is part one, and part one consists of basically all the tips and tricks involving brushes, tools and equipment that you need to know about in order to put your makeup on. So she's going to talk about all the brushes that you need to have and why you need to have them and what they're good for. And then part two will be looking at all the tricks and tips you need to know about, as well as all the products that you should have to put makeup on successfully. So we really hope you're going to enjoy this two-part segment. Like I said, this is part one, and carry on listening if you want to find out any more information, and we hope you enjoy it.
Hello, my name's Gwyn McCormack. I'm from Positive Eye, which is an educational training and consultancy service which is based in the UK. It's a training service for professionals who work with children and young people with a visual impairment. A couple of years ago, I designed an accessible makeup course for young people who are visually impaired to teach them how to put makeup on in 10 easy steps. I'm going to share that course with you here. First of all, I'd like to give you a list of makeup equipment that you need to apply your makeup. The choice of makeup is your own, of course. You have to buy the right makeup to suit your skin type. So I'm not going to advise on that. I'm just going to give you a list of suggested tools that you need to apply it with. So in no particular order, a mascara brush. That's used to apply your mascara, which you put onto your eyelashes to make the eyelashes look longer and curlier. Now, a mascara brush usually comes with the mascara. It's part of the screw lid. But you can buy sets of mascara brushes. You can buy them in sets of 10 from somewhere like Pound Shop or The Body Shop, somewhere like that, or Boots. And I think it's a really good idea to buy a little set of mascara brushes that don't have any, so they're not in the mascara pot, so they're not covered in mascara. Because it's important to try out with the mascara brush till you get the feel and the confidence to apply your mascara. It's probably one of the most fiddliest bits and the bit that everybody's most concerned about to get it just right. So I think it's a good idea to try with it. But I'm going to come back to mascara application when I reach it in that, when I do the 10 steps. A sponge eyeshadow applicator, used to apply your eyeshadow. And that's a little stick, and it's got a little piece of round sponge on the end of it. It's only tiny, but you can use it to apply your eyeshadow. And often eyeshadow palettes come with a sponge eyeshadow applicator in there already. And a cotton wool bud, used to remove any misplaced makeup or to blend your eyeshadow. A blusher brush. We need the blusher brush to apply the blusher with. And a sponge wedge. This is a really crucial piece of equipment. If you don't buy anything else, I would buy a sponge wedge. It's a triangular sponge wedge. They're cheap, and you can buy them from the makeup shops, Boots, somewhere like that. But it's a really important tool because you're going to use it to blend your foundation in to make sure you're not left with any lines between your where your foundation ends and your neck begins. It doesn't look very glamorous if you can see where the foundation ends, and it's really important that you blend your foundation in. A lip wand, which is again a bit of a longer stick, and it's got a little piece of sponge on the end, and it's used to apply your lip gloss. If you've already got lip gloss, you'll know that if you unscrew the lid, there is an applicator in the lip gloss, and that's what I'm referring to. But again, you can buy them in little sets. And again, it's not a bad idea to buy a little set so you can practice when the lip one's got no gloss on it. So you do a dry run. Another sort of eyeshadow brush, It looks like a little paintbrush. It's got a long handle with a small set of bristles on the end. It is important that you buy an eyeshadow brush. Don't go to the art shop and try and buy one, because that wouldn't be suitable. But an eyeshadow brush, again, it's just another way of putting your eyeshadow on. And it's really personal preference which sort of eyeshadow applicator you decide to use. Now then, the next one is an eyebrow brush and comb. And that's used to comb your eyebrows so they all lie in the same direction. Otherwise, sometimes if you're like me, I've got quite curly eyebrows and they all want to curl down and curl in the wrong direction. So it's important that we brush them into shape. So I would brush mine up and across. But again, I'll come back into the technique later on. So it looks like same as your eyeshadow brush. It's a long brush handle, and then it looks like it's usually got a comb and a brush at the top of the handle, and it's only small, but it means you can either comb or brush them. And the brush is only small and quite flat. It's not like a hairbrush. And then another piece of equipment which is useful is a round sponge, and you can use this to blot your face and remove any excess moisture. And finally, a headband or a clip to protect your hair. You need to push your hair back right off your face. Don't try and put foundation on if you've hairs in your face. When I'm putting my makeup on, I get a clip and I drag my hair back off my face so that my total face is showing. It's really important that you do that, especially with the foundation, so that it goes right up to your hairline. Okay, so that's the makeup equipment that you need. And you also probably will need a towel and a face cloth. And if you're going to do the job properly, what I suggest you do is to cleanse, exfoliate and moisturise your face first. Now, again, which products you use to do that is up to you. I'm not a qualified beautician, so I'm not in a position to advise you. But you need to buy a cleanser, an exfoliator and a moisturiser. Those three products. I don't think you can get a successful makeup without doing these three steps first. The cleanser is obviously to cleanse your skin. The exfoliator removes any dead skin cells, and it means the foundation sits much better on your face. Much, much better. You'll get a much better finish with exfoliator. And finally, moisturiser obviously does what it says. It moisturises your skin. And again, I don't think you get a good makeup application if you don't use those three steps. And again, you go to Boots or any makeup shop or chemist and they'll sell that sort of product there.
So that wraps it up for today, guys, I'm afraid. That was part one of the two-part segment for Fashionability 101. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel or to our podcast feed or our blog. If you've got any questions for us, please don't forget you can also email us at fashionabilitychannel@gmail.com and quote in the subject line Fashionability 101, and we'll be able to help you out with any questions you might have. So thank you all very much for listening, and we will catch you next time, guys. Bye!